Begin this morning by reading from one of the letters of Denyo. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Denyo Shonin no Gobunsho o itadakimasu node Gassho o negai shimasu. The import of other power faith in our tradition is that without worrying at all about the depth of our evil karma, we simply entrust ourselves single-heartedly and steadfastly to Amida Tathagata and realize deeply that it is indeed the inconceivable power of the vow that saves everyone. Toryu no Tariki Shinjin no Omomuki to mousu wa anagachi ni wagami no tsumi o fukaki ni mo kokoro o kakezu tada Amida Nyōrai o Isshin Ikkou ni tanomi te tate matsurite kakaru Jū aku gō gyaku no tsumi mo gōshō sanshū no nyōnin ni demo minna tasuke tamaeru fushigi na seigan riki zō to fukaku shinjiru to nanmandabutsu 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 nanmandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minnasan ohayou gozaimasu. I always love the Halloween service. It's so interesting to look out on the Hondo and see princesses and Power Rangers and all kinds of scary and funny and interesting costumes out there. まあ、このハロウィンの、お参りがとっても楽しいですね。コスチュームいっぱいかけて。I see a few people wearing masks. And when I see these masks, I'm reminded of one of my favorite stories from our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist history. まあ、仮面をつけている人もおられまして、この仮面を見たら、私の好きな Jodo Shinshu の歴史のエピソードの一つを思い出します。So this is a story about a son and a daughter-in-law who were living with the son's mother, with the mother-in-law. They were living with the son's mother-in-law, but they were also very devoted students of Denyo Shoni, who is an important teacher in our Jodo Shinshu tradition. He's here in the Onaijin, just to the left of Amida Buddha. We have a portrait of Denyo Shoni. And Denyo Shonin was a great revitalizer of the Jodo Shinshu teachings. He was such a wonderful and charismatic teacher. He lived the joy of the Nembutsu so much that people would travel from far and wide to hear his teachings. And even at a time in his life when he was living in a very rural part of Japan called Yoshizaki, along the Sea of Japan, the local people would journey every day after they finished their work to go to hear his teaching. まあ、蓮如上人というのは、まあ、私たちの中高の僧と言われるんですけど、お内陣の左側に絵像があるんですけど、蓮如上人はお念仏の喜びがあふれて、人が遠くから蓮如上人のところまで、蓮如上人の教えを聞きに参りました。そして牛崎のところ日本海のところ今の福井県にあるところなんですけどそこのちょっと田舎のところに行ってもみんなが遠く蓮如上人の教えにお参りに行きました。 And so this young couple that was living not too far from Denyo every day after they finished work after they finished all of their daily tasks they would go to Denyo Shonin's temple the temple at Yoshizaki to hear his teachings.Just like all of you, every Sunday morning, you get in your cars and you drive over here to hear the Dharma. This couple would go every evening, every night they would go to hear Denyo's teaching. Now, the mother-in-law was not too happy about this because she thought that they should be staying home and keeping her company, spending time with her rather than going out every day. She would think, who is this Denyo Shonin guy?Where are they going? Why do they always leave every night and abandon me here at the house? So she started to complain. She started to say, Don't always go to Renyo's place. Stay here. You should hang out with me. You should keep me company. I get lonely when you're out there going to hear Renyo's teachings. And they would say, why don't you come along? She would say, no. I don't want to leave. I'm too comfortable here at home. So she would complain and complain. But they just wouldn't quit because for them, to hear the teachings of Renyo was too meaningful. It was too wonderful. His teachings were too interesting. And so they didn't want to quit going. So the mother-in-law, she got an idea. She got an idea. She got a little bit of a naughty, mischievous idea of how she could get them to stop going to listen to Renyo Shonin's teachings. まあその時の吉崎に一つの若いご夫婦がいつも蓮如上人の教えにお参りに行ってでその旦那さんの方の老母がお母さんがそれがあまりよろしくないと思っていつも文句を言って一緒に行こうと言ってもいやいや行かないでもあなたたちはここにいてくださいと残ってくださいというで いくら文句言っても行き続くからおばあちゃん、そのおばあちゃんがちょっと意地悪いことを発見、考えました。というのは、この嫁さんが夜中に道を通るときに、蓮如上人のところに行くときに、ちょっと道沿いの横に隠れてしまいました。So that mother-in-law, she didn't like what they were doing. She didn't like them always going to hear 蓮如's teachings. So one night, when the daughter-in-law was going off by herself,to hear the teachings. The husband hadn't finished work yet, and so the daughter-in-law went by herself. She was walking a dark country road all by herself, and the mother-in-law, she went and she snuck through the woods, and she hid at a place where the daughter-in-law was just about to pass through. Boo! And she jumped out and scared the daughter-in-law.And the daughter-in-law ran screaming back to the house. She ran screaming back to the house. And she went back to her husband and she said, There's a demon in the woods. It jumped out and it tried to get me. そして嫁さんがとても怖くて家に逃げてしまって、家にこの森の中に鬼がいて、私を責めようとしたんです。Meanwhile, the mother-in-law was there in the woods.With the mask stuck to her face. She couldn't get it off. No matter how hard she pulled and tugged, the mask just wouldn't come away from her face. So she thought, oh no, what am I going to do? She pulled and she tugged. She went this way and that way. There was nothing she could do. She scraped, she scratched. Nothing would get it off. And so she finally, feeling very ashamed and embarrassed of herself, went back home.そしてこの、お母さんの方がこの仮面が顔にくっついて取れなくてどうしても取ろうとしても取れないから結局恥ずかしいまま諦めて家に帰ろうとしました。So when she arrived at the home, she knocked on the door and her son opens up the door. Wah! The demon's here! そしてお母さんが帰ったら、ディーモンが来た、鬼が来たと。心配しましたね。Then, they looked more closely at the demon and they thought, wait a second, that demon's wearing mom's old kimono. え、ちょっと待って。お兄さんがおばあちゃんの衣を着てるね。And then the demon started to talk. He said, I'm sorry. You know, I was playing a mean trick and I jumped out on my daughter-in-law and I tried to scare her with this mask.でまあ意地悪いいたずらをしてこの仮面をつけて嫁を驚かそうとしたんですけど仮面が取れない But I can't get the mask off And so the son and the daughter-in-law thought Well, let's help So they each grabbed one side and they pulled as hard as they could But they just couldn't get off They said, well, let's try twisting it Twisting back and forth And finally, you know, the old mother's neck was starting to hurtAnd they said, okay, this is enough. Let's find the wisest person we know and see if he can give us some advice about how to get this mask off. そして、老婆の顔、息子さんと嫁さんが一生懸命取っても取れないから、じゃあ、最も知恵のある方に相談しようと言って。そして、 蓮如上人のところに参りました。So they went to see 蓮如上人 because he was the wisest person they knew. And they thought, surely if anyone can tell us what the solution is, it's 蓮如。まあ解決方向があったら蓮如上人が分かってるでしょうと思って蓮如上人のところに来ました。And so they arrived at 蓮如's temple, and he was giving a Dharma talk, as he often did in the evenings. He was sharing the teachings of the Dharma. そして、まあ、蓮如上人のお寺に行って、蓮如上人が仏様の御教えの説法をしましたね。So they sat in the back. The old mother was very embarrassed, but she sat and she, for the first time, listened carefully to 蓮如上人's teachings.And she listened to what 蓮如 had to say. And as she listened, all of a sudden, the mask falls off her face. そして、まあ、蓮如上人の御教え、この仏様の御教えを聞いたら、仮面が自然と、こう、顔から外れて落ちました。ということですね。So we don't know exactly what蓮如上人 said to her that day, what his Dharma talk was. But we do know what the kinds of things 蓮如 often said. 蓮如上人はその日何を言ったのか分からないんですけど、蓮如上人の御教えはいくらでも残っていますので。And when I think about this story, I think that perhaps 蓮如 was talking about this teaching that I read from one of his letters at the beginning of my talk today.で、まあ、蓮如上人が、おそらく私がこの、御文書の一つの拝読した面、その辺にお話ししたかなと私が思います。Because this is a teaching that says that no matter how foolish we are, no matter how many mistakes or silly things we've done in our lives, that the compassion of the Buddha is so great that we are embraced and that we can always turn around our lives, we can always change our lives.And stop being so foolish. そして、まあ、この、蓮如上人の御文書に書いてあるのは、まあ、いくらでも自分の罪が深くても、自分の間違った考え方、わがままな考え方は、どれでも根強くても、仏様の慈悲は大きくて、強くて、それにもかかわらず、私たちを救える大慈悲でございます。というふうに書いてありますね。So let's think for a moment about this story, how we might interpret it, what sort of meaning we might give to this story.
そしてこのお話をちょっと考えてみましょう。
So first, what does a mother-in-law do? She wants to scare her daughter-in-law. She thinks, I'm right, they're wrong. She's only thinking about herself and her own convenience. And so she sets out to play a trick on her daughter-in-law.To show her daughter-in-law a terrible, frightening face, but thinking that she is right, that she is okay, thinking I'll scare my daughter-in-law, but I'll be right to do so.
そしてまず自分が正しいと思って、自分の都合ばかりを考えて、私が正しいから驚かせよう、嫁をびっくりさせようと思いまして、怖い顔を見せよう。でも私が正しい方から。怖がってもいいでしょう。
Next, she shows a daughter that scary face. But in doing so, she also sees her own silliness, her own foolishness. Maybe when she sees her daughter's fear and running away, she realizes that she's made a mistake. She realizes her own mistake in thinking. Perhaps for the first time, she recognizes how selfish she's being.
まあ、おそらくこの嫁の怖がってる顔を見て自分がどんなにわがままであると気づいたかもしれないとああいうふうに自分が怖くように思って
And at that moment, she realizes that she herself is a scary, frightening person. That how foolish she really is. And she sees herself and she's frightened by what she's capable of. Recognizing for the first time how self-centered she's been.
で自分がどんなにわがままであることを気づいたら自分が怖くなる。
And she just can't shake off that fear.
自分が怖いことはどうしてもそれを解放されない。
And so it's like that mask is stuck to her face. That scary mask
She can't see herself any other way.
して自分がこの怖い面がついたまま、それしか自分が見えないんですね。
So she can't see herself in any way other than those people around her might see her. But then when she goes to hear the teachings of Denyo, for the first time, she hears about her life through the eyes of the Buddha.
して Denyo Shoni の見教えを聞きに行ったら、初めて仏様が見る私を気づくことがあります。
For the first time, she sees herself as she's seen by the Buddha. Yes, foolish. Yes, scary sometimes.
まあ、仏様が見た私は、まあ、愚かなものであったり、まあ、怖いことしてもすることは、仏様はそれを、まあ、確かに認めてる。そうでしょうと言ってるんですね。
At the same time, the Buddha sees that and he accepts me as I am.
その怖いわがままの私を見ても、それでも受け入れるのは仏様の大慈悲の心。
She realizes that in the great compassionate heart of the Buddha, just as she is, scary, foolish, silly, that she is accepted and embraced by the Buddha.
まあこのわがままである、怖くなったりする私でも仏様に受け取って、受け入れて、捨てることないということですね。
And in the she recognizes that the Buddha sees that, yeah, you're foolish, you're silly, but you can change. You can turn your life around. You can realize a life of immeasurable wisdom and compassion by following these teachings of truth.
して、まあ、自分がどんなに間違った方向に行っても、それが展開できて正しい方向に行けるというのは仏様の見教えでございます。
And in the teachings of Denyo Shonin and Shinran and our Nembutsu tradition, the Nembutsu, the words Namo Amida Butsu, are that voice of the Buddha calling to us, recognizing that maybe we're on the wrong path, but that we can always turn around. And they're calling us to turn to the path of wisdom, to turn toward the path of understanding, and to turn away from our self-centered thinking.
して南無阿弥陀仏を念仏というのは私たちのわがままの考え方からもっと開放的もっと周りのことを大切にする優しく親切で慈悲の持っている心に展開しようという呼び声は南無阿弥陀仏の念仏でございます。
So as we look out on all of us here on our Halloween, some of us are wearing costumes. I might even put on a costume in a few minutesBut at the end of the day, we can take off our costumes. We can put on something more comfortable. Can put on something that's more suitable, perhaps. In the same way, as we hear the teachings of the Buddha, we can take off our demon masks, can take off our selfish thinking, and we can direct our lives, put on the more suitable face, our original face of wisdom and compassion, of kindness.That we receive from being guided by Amida Buddha and the true teachings of the Nembutsu.
して私たちが、まあ、今日いろんな、まあ、コスチューム、仮装をして楽しむんですけど、家に帰ったらそれを脱いでもっと楽な服、もっとふさわしい服は着ることができて、私たちも同じように仏様の見教えを聞いたら自分の怖い仮面を一回下ろしてもっと本来である正しい優しい心を表している南無阿弥陀仏を念仏を喜ぶ顔をつけることができます。
This time I invite you to join me in Gassho and the hearing together of the 念仏。
ご一緒に念仏をしてお念仏を聞きましょう。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。